Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. All the time, God is good. It is fitting that on this Epiphany Sunday, that we do raise our voices in singing, in joy, because we know that a star has appeared in our hearts. And that star has led us all here this day. I'm not going to hold you to a 20-minute sermon today because we have come today following this star. This year, as we live our lives, I pray that this star can be alive every day of our lives, not just on Sunday, not just on Epiphany Sunday, not just on days we feel like it, but every single day, that God is Emmanuel, this star that shines in our lives. Today we focus on the three kings because I think it was very hard for them to see this star and then pick up where they were living to follow this star. Think about it. How hard is it to change? It is very hard, isn't it? Today, our sanctuary is pretty warm. You know why? Because a couple Sundays back, we finally decided to change the fan motor downstairs. When I first came, people said, we have to change that. And it's already a year. And I heard from them that it was like 3 years before when they start complaining. So I know that change is hard, even for the church. But it's even harder for each one of us, isn't it? How hard is it to change one simple habit? It's only January 5th, but I know that we've broken our resolutions, right? It is so very hard to change. But this star reminds us that is why Jesus came, to remind us that God is with us every single day. See, God could have given the three wise men a magic carpet. Right? Why not? He gave us a baby. Why not a magic carpet so that they can be straight at the manger? But there they were, having to stare up to that sky during the night and then during the day, believing that the star was there. They had to keep walking, not knowing where they were going. God could have given them a tree with fruits, but it took them day by day to look up into the sky and to know that God was leading them. And finally they did. I think today we too can follow the star and know that God will lead us to where we want to go. I don't know what the star is that you are following today. I would assume that it is a change that our choir sang about, something that needs to change in our life. We know it because our spouses have told us, our friends have told us, things happening around us have told us, but most of all, we know that inside of us, we need this change. But it is hard to change. There is a story that I've always told. I think I've told this church already twice. Here it comes the third time. Maybe because I need to hear it more than you. There was a woman who dreamt that she had entered a brand new shop in the marketplace. And to her surprise, behind the counter was God. So she asked, God, what are you selling here in this store? Well, everything your heart desires, God said. So she could hardly believe her luck, so she decided to ask for the best things that a human being could wish for. Well, God, I want peace of mind, love and happiness and wisdom and freedom, no fear. And then, as an afterthought, she said, well, not just for me, but for everybody. And God said, Well, my dear, I think you got me wrong here. We don't sell fruits here. We just sell seeds. We come today, I think, following this star, knowing that God has planted all kinds of seeds in us. And I know that we are ready to give fruits. We are ready for change. We are ready to do something new that God is calling us. I pray that God will give us such faith this year that we will be willing to follow every day of our life. That steadily and slowly, and perhaps even taking two steps back and one forward, we will refuse to take our eyes off of the star. And we will ask God for nothing more than being with us as we walk on this path of faith, so that our lives can show forth the change, the love, the kindness, the courage, and the patience that we are asking for. May you come rejoicing again next Sunday, because this week, God is going to take you and show you wonders that you've never seen before. I pray that you will come back rejoicing again through our doors next Sunday, knowing that God goes with you every step of the way. May God make it so this year for all of us. Amen. Well, let us